So we got Miss Lorena Simon on the line with us. LorenaSimon.com is where you can check out her website and see for yourself right on your computer screen what her gifts have done for so many people. She is, and she truly is, I would say, like a philanthropist. I mean, she comes out and it's not for her. She gives of herself so that other people may be able to benefit. And Miss Lorena, you, of course, like we were saying earlier, you've been hit with the tough questions. You know, when am I going to die? That kind of stuff. My question, though, is coming up here in this political race we got going on, I mean, are we looking at something that's going to be just we're eventually just going to get tired of? Or is the Democratic Party going to, you know, going to figure out who they want for their nominee?
Well, you know, the honesty, people are already getting tired of it.
Yeah.
It's that, seriously. Yep. I mean, who wants to watch everybody hash at each other all the time? It just gets so boring and so fatiguing, you know, and they won't choose Hillary Clinton. I don't see her in that.
Wow. Okay, so you're calling it. You're saying you don't see Hillary as the nominee.
No.
But she's going to go down kicking and screaming, isn't she?
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
That's what I thought.
Without a doubt. And I wouldn't vote for her this time. There was something that she said that
this
changed
time.
My whole attitude. Just one thing her husband said, and boy, that was it. That was enough for me.
Yeah, see, and sometimes that's all it takes right there. But I like how you said this time, Miss Lorena.
That's right.
Let's grab a caller here, 391-KCLB. I know, I didn't mean to get political. I was just, you know, hey, man, I'm just throwing it out there. Because your gifts are vast. They can go anywhere. This is what I'm trying to prove to you here. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Say hi to Miss Lorena Simon.
Hi, Miss Lorena Simon. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. Go ahead. What's your question?
Okay. Well, as I'm pulling into work here, career question. I've just been trying my hardest at this marketing job. I love my job. I love who I work with. But I'm just not making, you know, the money that I potentially could be making. And I'm just, what do you see for me as in my future for my career?
You would have to be with a different marketing firm, a much larger one.
They're holding you down.
To make it in this field. And you're not in the right location living-wise either for that.
Wow.
Well, it's really based on the premise of Timeshare. So there is a
exactly.
lot of that here, and I definitely don't want to move. So
no.
Any other suggestions?
No, you're going to have to look and see what else that you want to do for career.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
You're going to have to do some soul searching, girl.
I know. This is the problem.
Okay. You will find something else that will really hit home so you can stay here. Because this is a good place for you. It really is a wonderful place for you.
Okay. All right. And while we're on the subject, this is a good place for me. What about my love life? Can I sneak in too?
Having one will be good, yes, and you will have.
Oh, you're going to get some.
I don't know. How soon?
Come on, you understand.
That's funny. It looks like within 3 years, between now and 3 years, you have your love that you've been searching for.
Hmm. Okay.
But that doesn't mean you shouldn't practice in the meantime.
Absolutely.
Is good.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
And by the way, you don't have to be with somebody to practice, so.
That's right. Really.
Thank you
yes,
much,
I
girl.
I understand that. Okay.
Say hi to Miss Lorena Simon.
Hi, Lorena.
Hi, go ahead.
Do I have time for a couple questions?
We'll take
we gotta
one.
Move fast. Go ahead.
Okay. A few years ago, there were 3 deaths in my family within like 2 months. One of them was a suicide. Mm-hmm. And my question is whether she was able to pass on or not.
Yeah, she was.
Okay.
Yeah, most definitely. See, most people have a misunderstanding about people who can commit suicide,
right.
That they get stuck. Now, there are those that do get stuck in the in-between state and others that actually get to move forward.
Okay.
And, you know, that's that healing process that they get to do.
Okay.
Where their physical body just, they couldn't handle it anymore.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome, honey.
You guys rock. Thank you, Lorena.
You're awesome, girl.